Hello and welcome to Geek Lord Radio. I'm Dan, back host yet again, as promised or threatened, depending on how you felt last time. With me tonight is Mike.
Notice me, senpai.
Darren.
Hey. Be to it.
Stephanie.
Hello.
Senpai.
And rounding us out this evening is Matt.
Hello.
Hello.
I hate all of you.
Hello and welcome to Lord Geek Lord Radio.
Zap says you have the worst Russian accent ever. You should never do that again. He hates you.
Okay, I shall go for a drive down the road.
I read
in
between the lines on that one.
You're totally allowed to hate me. That's fine. But just so you know, this is the voice I use for my
dogs. We're not even 60 seconds in and Mike's already muting you.
Oh, shit.
I haven't muted you yet. Not technically.
It's a good week. All right. Anything happen in your guys' shitty lives?
Yes. Yes. Great news, everyone.
My brother Bilo got out.
Brother Bilo.
No, but seriously. Fear the Walking Dead Sunday. It was epic.
You were the first person I've heard said it was good.
It was so good. It
pretty
has
much
so much potential.
Else has...
Anybody who goes into a pilot thinking it's going to be good is dumb.
Was it good or does it have potential?
It has so much potential.
Because everyone said, oh, the show has a lot of potential, but the execution was kind of shitty.
I thought the execution was great. If you're going in there thinking it's going to be the Walking Dead, you're going to be disappointed. But
were
if
there
you
zombies
go...
in it?
Of course.
Not interested.
Actually, there are no zombies in The Walking Dead.
Sorry, what are they, walkers?
I guess.
We here at Geek Lord Radio are kind of over the whole zombie or anything similar to zombie
okay,
craze.
Don't include me in we because I love zombies.
Official
and
stance
every day,
of the podcast.
Official stance of the
zombies
podcast.
Blow.
Every day,
zombies blow.
My mind is in a constant state of default of the zombie apocalypse. I prepare when I walk in a room. I'm like, could I kill a person with that? Can I destroy their brains
See,
with that?
You're
yes.
wasting your time.
I could break this bottle and stab it in your face.
Well, when Skynet takes
you
over, you will be wholly unprepared.
No, because I'm prepared for that
Dan,
one, too.
Dan, on the other hand.
I did not include this in the rundown, but I saw this today. Natural selection has started to occur in robots. They built a quote-unquote mother robot that creates offspring, and she has, you know, a set of genes and things that she could choose. Not that she can choose, but they pass down onto her offspring. And she was going through and choosing the best offspring to continue to make further generations on her own.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Whoa.
So your robots. Zombies are never going to happen because the robots are going to fucking massacre us
they're
long
gonna,
before then.
They're going to tap into the nanobots, and the nanobots are going to take over people's bodies,
nanobots
and then they're going to turn
viable.
Into zombies.
So what if like a zombie outbreak happens, and to combat the zombies, we create powerful AI that kills us in the process, and it just turns into a world of like robots
zombies
versus zombies.
Zombies versus robots versus people. I would see that movie.
I don't
what's
know.
Wrong
I don't
with
know.
America?
Oh my gosh, even better.
Spoiler alert, robots win.
Zombies versus... robots versus Russia, Mother Russia, with my cheesy,
Russian
horrible,
robots.
Epic accent.
You can mute her at any time now.
We go
about.
In, we bomb robots, we murder zombies. Don't mute me. Oh, God. Okay.
I was just going to play with the slider a little bit.
All right.
I could have given you an echo.
Well, sorry, I should specify, John, calling it a choice of natural selection was wrong. She chose the most viable offspring to breed based off of... falling into specific parameters.
Mother Russia,
so,
kill zombie.
I'm just going to unplug your microphone.
Aww.
Let's go ahead and move into the news before we go into a whole nother rant about the end times.
My horrible white girl Russian accent.
I didn't see anything really major television pop out at me this week. I mean, apparently Daredevil Season 2 is going to have a different costume.
And still haven't finished Season 1. I should have.
They announced another character for Flash Season 2. I didn't care.
There's so many characters in Flash now.
Yeah, don't care. Let's just go right into games. The biggest thing that I saw this week that
wow, affected
we're in
news
us,
quick.
D3 patch 2.3 dropped.
Yeah, it did.
So is that game on Dreamcast?
Yep.
D3?
Yeah. Diablo 3.
Diablo. Okay, sorry. Because there was
fucking
a game called there was a game called D3.
Speaking of Diablo 3, Mike and I are both employees of Blizzard Entertainment.
Yep, that company that makes Diablo and other games.
And we our affiliation with our work is not incorporated into this show. We're our own people, our opinions are our own, and yep. not related anyway.
Don't speak
before.
For the company, won't talk about our jobs.
Totally thought you just said Suck Mike it. And I like the candies.
I will just make shit up if people ask
we
about
work at
what's
Blizzard.
Coming out of Blizzard.
We create, what is it, shakes? Chocolate shakes? What is
You work at Dairy Queen, dumbass.
Okay.
Yeah. God, how can you not even get your own lie straight?
There's hot fudge after a certain time of the day.
But yeah, so the new patch came out.
It's gross.
Mike played it a little bit. Me, Matt, and Darren have played it.
Yeah, I got the cube.
Yeah, we all got
so
the cube.
So you spent 10 minutes.
Four
it takes
minutes.
Like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I was very surprised at like how quickly that happened. I thought that was going to be like I felt that would at least be like a half hour venture.
It didn't surprise me that it was so quick, but I thought there'd be more to the storyline.
Yeah, I thought it was going to take a little longer, but
I haven't spent a whole lot of time over there.
It is what it is. So I got to farm adventures now and get items to DC items and use those affixes on other items so that I can kill things to gain more items. Sounds like Diablo.
Yeah, that sounds like a dungeon
crawl. All I know is I was sitting there and Cool in the game told me a story and I was like, cool story, bro. And then I went to go get the cube.
I was waiting for...
I'm muting Matt now.
I'm waiting for season 4 so I can level a character so I can get
Friday
the mount.
Friday at 5.
Yeah.
So I can get the mount for Heroes of the Storm, and then I'll also get the cube.
See, Darren's time. So dedicated that one of the people that I never see playing Heroes of the Storm was playing Heroes of the Storm when
I
got
I
ready for work today.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, I finally hit it.
You got 12. Level 12?
I got level 12.
So you're done?
Yeah,
until
I'm done.
Until another
done
milestone
until next
comes out.
Who here is level 40? Who here is not level 40? Do you play?
Answer.
I don't
it's
play
like,
anymore.
It's like voting.
Do you play?
You don't have to.
Do you play?
No.
Oh. You only play D3, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I've been level 40 for like months now.
Me too. My sister plays. We just yell at each other, so we don't play no more.
Yeah. Yelling
I play
happens.
At my mom, but I yell at my mom.
So tell me more about the Diablo and the things that happen in the 3.
There's new stuff. I mean,
tell me about these stuffs and these things.
Shut up! You're not the leader of this podcast.
No,
right
I want
now.
To know more about this. Tell me more about these things. I want
to
know.
There's
I've
new
only played like
levels.
Half hour.
That goes up to 10 now.
Yeah. You guys were doing Torment 10 last night, right?
There's a new act, isn't there?
No, there's a small new section. Yeah, they added bandit shrines, which are fucking crazy. They spawned like a million goddamn treasure goblins.
Yeah, how'd that Torment 10 go last night?
Fine.
By fine, I mean, like, you killed things real quick and got all the epic loots?
Me and Yegg slammed through Torment 8 with our witch doctors pretty quick. 10 I could do on my barbarian just fine.
When does Season 4 go active?
Friday at 5 p.m.
Cool.
Okay, new question. What paragon level is everyone?
483? 584?
615.
50!
Wow. Play more, noob.
Wait, that remember that WoW character you started leveling past 90 when I did my warlock? Did that ever hit 100?
No.
I didn't think so.
How many hundreds
Another
does your boyfriend have?
Oh, how many does he have?
Yeah.
Shit, like 7?
Yep.
Nerd.
My mom has 5.
That's right. Yep. I called you a nerd. All right, 90s. Moving on to other games that nobody actually cares about. EverQuest 2 announces a new server, not like a new game, but a new server called Drunder that will be a prison.
Other
oh, yeah.
You guys are going to get a kick out of
EverQuest.
This.
I actually know someone who plays solely EverQuest.
I've played EverQuest for a while. If you're caught cheating or breaking rules, your account will be flagged and you'll be put on this prison server, which has no customer support. You cannot transfer off this server. It'll be completely unmoderated. You can do whatever you want on the server, but that's the only server you can ever play on again.
Oh, that's amazing.
You still have to pay your subscription fee, and you can voluntarily go to the server if you want, but it is a one-way ticket for your entire account.
Yep.
I don't play EverQuest.
You can never come back.
I'm doing this.
This is
EverQuest 2. I will report back.
You have to pay.
Too.
It's a subscription-based game. So $15 a month to continue trying.
That is worth $15 to pay for 2 months.
They should call it Australia.
Yeah.
No, but seriously,
Australia.
Like,
it's
that,
Australia
that is
server.
A very different way of going about getting rid of cheaters.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like, could you imagine if fucking Warcraft did that?
That's the Dan server.
Open up like 10 servers,
yeah, they'd
I'm
have
sure.
to open up an entire Blade Tower just for that. But seriously, anybody who got caught botting, buying gold, fucking anything that breaks the rules, could you imagine all on one server?
It'd be
Welcome to your horrible economy.
It would be called Barons the server. The whole server is just the Barons.
Welcome
Barons.
To asshole of EverQuest 2. That's my horrible voice will show up and everybody will be miserable.
I have a bottle of 90% isopropyl alcohol in a spray form. I'm really considering getting that.
Aww,
was that
eyeballs.
Like the, was that the decontamination bottle?
Yeah, it was okay. A decontamination bottle.
Yeah.
You spray basically a Russian vodka
lot
in
more,
my face.
Lot,
real,
no,
quick,
isopropyl
real quick,
poison.
Before we move on, speaking of MMOs, because we're not talking about MMOs anymore, are we?
No.
If you
okay.
want to.
So I got a message. I was playing World of Warcraft the other night, and right. I got a message from Stephanie's boyfriend seeing if I wanted to run some shit with him.
Oh, yes, Jesus. You can still cheat on this other server. It's just that's the only server you can play on.
So he wanted to see if he could help me level to 100, and I was like 3 quests away from doing it, and I'd already had him done. I just had to turn him in. And he's like, yeah, dude, we should play some more sometime. We should play like let's do an arena team. And I was just responding. I was like, yeah, maybe. And the best response ever, it was like, yeah, that sounds a lot like when Stephanie says maybe. It's one of those things that's like, she sounds interested, but you know it's never going to happen. And
you
I was
mean,
like,
trying
I'm
to
like,
get Tony to level a tune with you in something other than Heroes of the Storm?
And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of tired. Let's just say that is probably a Stephanie response.
That is accurate. I created a tune on your server. He still had his 90 boost when I first met him. And I was like, oh, yeah, I just moved servers. I'm, you know, going to play with you guys and blah, blah, blah. And I'm super excited. And he's like, cool. So he created a Horde character. We used his 90 boost, and we were going to play together. And we never played together on Horde because Horde, I'm glory to the Alliance. And then...
Care
And then
I remember when I was 13. No, actually, waited. I never wanted to be Alliance.
I'm sorry, but the Alliance has beautiful maps and worgens. The worgens are there.
You would like furries, you worgens fucking
brony. Yeah, the Horde's like heavy metal.
No,
and
you know what's funny?
Better.
So many male, yeah. Like there's such a like cliche against men who play female characters. I never wanted to play a male character, but I find it ironic that when it comes to worgens, I way prefer the male worgen models. So all my
I know
worgens
a lot
are...
of my female friends who played the game played male characters, so they would never be pegged out as female gamers.
I don't care.
There was a.
I'm proud to be a female gamer.
You're one of those who are like, I'm a female. Teehee. Can I have some gold?
No, I would never do that. I kill them, and I'd be like, and then I would act like a dude, and I'm like, haha, JK, I'm a girl. You just got your ass kicked by a girl. Teehee.
That makes it worse. Yeah, that's just as bad.
So there was some data released on MMO Champion the other day that said that.
Are we really doing this?
No, I'm talking about like people playing genders in World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going into like fucking
no
patch crap.
No,
okay.
No, I'm not going to patch shit. So they were taking a look at like what races people play in the game and like how many of them are male and female. And I want you to take a guess, like two races in the entire game are more predominantly female than male.
Blood elves, night elves.
Not night elves. Draenei's got that ass though. It's Draenei.
Draenei.
Yeah. For
Draenei
sure.
And blood elves.
Draenei and blood elves. And, the interesting thing was that depending upon like when they first came out compared to now, that number has actually like equalized a lot more. Like there's more guys playing, there's more guy characters of all the other races, but like that gap has gotten a lot smaller.
See, that's not fair for the night elves though, or for the blood elves though, because there are no male blood elves.
Yeah, I know. They're all
there's
girls.
Effeminate Aww. Ones which have the male symbol, and then there's the more masculine ones which are actually the females.
Sometimes I think the male.
Wait, are
blood
you talking
elves.
About like actual females at play or female?
No,
gendered
female
characters?
Gendered characters.
Yeah,
oh well,
female
the
characters.
Male Draenei looks like shit, and the male ish.
It's a really bulky.
I have the male Draenei looks like,
I think the male Draenei looks. I you know that that's one thing I really like the Draenei because most of my characters are female Draenei.
You're into tentacle hentai.
No, I like that they are extremely. Opposite of each other. There's no similarities between the genders. So, like with humans, you kind of have they're like around the same build.
Trolls
same
are similar.
Style. Trolls. I like trolls, but
orcs,
I'm not Horde.
Orcs are very different as well. Male
no,
and female.
Orcs. I feel like they look. So
they're
similar.
Green skinned, but the female orc is way less bulky and.
No, I think they're both pretty bulky. Like I think they complement each other in a male to female role, whereas the Draenei and the Worgen. And the trolls, I feel like, have such a really strong extreme where it's like, this is what, like peacocks. Like, okay, that shitty gray one is clearly a girl. And that
peahen.
Beautiful.
Peahen. Female peacocks are peahens.
Oh, pfft.
Is that, wait, is that real?
Yeah, that's real.
I don't
peacocks
know
and peahens.
Right.
Cock refers to a male bird. That's just peacock. Like a rooster, a cock.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or your dick.
But that's part of why I like the male
you can go
Draenei.
Peacocking, not peahenning.
Like the ultimate male.
Yeah, because in birds, males are always the more pretty one, aesthetically yeah. pleasing, and
same
the females
with mallards.
Are generally really ugly.
Okay, so new question.
Bird.
If you
I know,
do...
ducks, mallards. Like that's...
Mallards are birds.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Welcome to the conversation.
If you could do a race in World of Warcraft, which would you pick? It could be male or female.
Have sex
I'm
with
not
a race?
Judge. I'm not going to judge. If you pluck the male blood elves, you're still straight.
Wait, what was,
whoa.
The, what was the question?
That is the closest.
Whoa.
That is the closest
wait,
thing
what
to straight
question?
Sex you could do while having
I said
homosexual.
The question was, if you could pick
she
a,
wants to
a
know
race it. And gender to do
to
today,
have sex
and it
with.
Doesn't have to be the main
undead,
one.
Undead, it doesn't
it
matter.
Well played,
it
sir.
It doesn't matter.
You can make a hole. It doesn't matter.
No,
there's more holes to choose from.
The maggots make it fun. Everybody's faces.
That's rad. I like it. What about? Would you wait with a jaw or without a jaw? Because there's no dome game
it
if she ain't got a
matter.
Jaw. No, if she ain't got a jaw, there's no dome game. Although with no saliva and an undead,
can you go up to a room door
yeah, he's got
and
the
hit
little
random
tongue
and then just walk in?
She
right?
just fucking jiggles her tongue on your schlong.
It doesn't matter.
Probably female.
I've never put a whole lot of thought into what and WoW I want to fuck because I like actual people.
Yeah, I agree. So human is your answer.
I say Draenei.
Yeah, Draenei, female or male?
Technically
female.
Speaking,
come on.
Technically speaking,
but
blood elf because
there's
I like petite
races,
women.
There's
well, no,
humanoids in World of
no,
Warcraft
there,
that
no,
are
no, I understand,
races.
But like all the other, I'm just thinking player races. I don't care too much to think outside that. But like All the other
you like
play-
the Tonka.
Yeah, the Tonka.
You fucking know
the player. That's like that, that would feel like pedophilia.
It's pedophilia,
realistically. No, but like the Draenei, it would be like
Lady Vash. In snake form or not in snake form?
Snake form.
Does she change or no?
That's his. That's what I'm guessing. Snake form, Lady Vash.
Anatomically, and I'm not talking like sexual reproduction wise, but like anatomically, the Draenei are like different from every other race because they have like the weird facing legs and the fucking
the
tail
hooves.
And the hooves.
Yeah, and the tail.
Probably something to grab onto.
And the tentacle rape tentacles on their face.
So you,
yeah, I'm not
so weird.
That could be interesting for a man. I would assume that the tail could go in the.
But to be completely honest, talking about weird, like realm of like what's normal and what's not, I literally think it goes like human is the most normal, and then undead, and then everything else.
No, for sure.
What about like a goblin?
No, it probably goes blood elf, human, night elf.
So you should Google search World of Warcraft Rule 34.
No, you shouldn't.
Oh, No, I don't want to do that.
Just go ahead. And
totally should.
That's a horrible idea.
Matt's
no.
on it.
All right.
No, but nobody else gave me their answers.
There are no answers.
Human.
Next topic.
Undead. What's yours?
I'm going with human.
You should go with stitches.
No. Dan's going male Pandaren.
Male Pandaren.
Gross.
Ew.
That's funny.
I forget they're a race. All right, moving on.
Mogu statue.
There is a company that is uprising and remaking Turok and Turok 2 for modern gaming systems.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
That was the first open world game on console, kind of.
I didn't like
for
it.
For a shooter.
I didn't like it.
That's because you're a communist.
Yep.
Socialist is different. But. Mike, prep your panties.
Okay.
Because I already know you already know about this. The Earthbound soundtrack is to be released on vinyl.
Yes, it is.
So if you want... I don't.
There will be at least one copy in this house, and it's not from me.
Either way, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Why?
Because those are digital recordings.
It's not so much about like the sound of it. It's more about the like collector's ability of it.
But the horn rim glasses on.
No. They're like as a piece.
So it is a collector's item you will never listen to.
I'll still listen to it just because, you know, whatever. But it's it's cool because it's like I think it's four discs. The first disc is Matt, you know this, like the background that plays when you fight Gygas at the end. It's like that red and black swirly shit.
Yeah.
So the disc looks like that.
Cool.
And then the second disc is like a NES themed one that's like half blue, half yellow. And then the third one is like a hot spring, like the Mr. Saturn hot springs, like bright pink color. And the fourth one, I think, is just like a normal
cool
disc.
Story, bro.
I'm just saying, it's a cool collector's thing. It's things you don't see. Video game soundtracks on vinyl. You can put it on the wall. You can listen to it. Who gives a fuck?
I think
it looks
that's
cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you buy that before you buy the Stormbolter album, you're dead to me.
No, Stefan's gonna buy it.
If you buy that before Stormbolter comes out, or
Stefan,
Stormbolter.
I'm just saying, I may not even buy it. I
you better not
it,
unless you buy Stormbolter.
But Stefan's gonna buy it.
It's very simple.
I get it though, because like. I don't. Nobody has CDs anymore, and the only CDs I have are pretty much all
my. I have CDs in my car.
If they were to say,
like, hey,
CDs.
We're putting out
like all my Blizzard CDs are the ones that I have because I enjoy. Like some days, I just want to not think about music, and then I'm like,
we're not going political on this show, so don't bring up presidential candidate D's nuts.
No, I just said CDs nuts.
Yeah, stop bringing up D's nuts. We are not a political podcast.
If they were to put out like a Final Fantasy VII vinyl that had like the life stream on it, and
you
shit,
would masturbate
like,
all over it. For
no,
the
that'd be
of
cool
time.
To have too.
Ooh, Resident Evil, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, like the zombie
the
face. It's on the Resident Evil
from
like,
the
movie
from the movie and the
no
video game.
Not the movie
like
cares
the
about
game.
The movie
the
game
cool.
No the game was scary
yeah,
the music
good music
yeah I don't care about the movie's music
have you ever tried listening to horror genre movies or even games music like without it going on it makes you uncomfortable because that's what it's supposed to do it's
like, that's what I like
by the way actually weird. Actually thinking back the Resident Evil movie soundtrack wasn't bad it was like all done by Marilyn Manson
there's some Slipknot
there's Slipknot's on there but I mean like the non like popular
most
kind
of most
music.
Of the soundtrack was like it was your late 90s early 2000s yeah. industrial metal
no it was but the dramatic like music the whole like the shit that
it
gets
was a lot
sense,
of Manson
that was all done by Manson
not I think Cold Chamber was on there there's a couple
run down your playlist of fucking late 90s early 2000s new metal you got everything covered
yeah
Just Cause 3 contest offers an island as a potential prize.
How do I win this island, Dan?
I have no idea, because all I cared about was the fact that it specifies no details on the location, hospitability, or
hospitality?
I wrote the wrong word. Hospitable. How hospitable the island is.
Hospitable.
The size of the island. There is no information on this island. It could literally be like the peak of a rock in the middle of fucking international
Doesn't
waters.
Matter. Own island.
Yeah.
Don't care.
If you want to look up how to win this, I'd imagine it has something to do with Just Cause.
So let's put that on the list of the Kickstarter to fund the porn in space that we will be funding, and the the American versus Japanese robot Kickstarter that we're funding.
Oh, I found something.
No, fuck you. Me and Darren are funding, so me and him could get in the giant American robot and punch Japanese cars.
Okay, I think my realistic one.
How much was it? Was it $10,000?
It was $5,000 per person.
Is the Geek Lord Radio Beautification Fund, where we beautify our background so it doesn't look like we're
frat boys. If
there's
any fund, it's going to be fixing the dent in Dan's wallet.
Dan and I actually agreed earlier that we found something better than the $5,000 beating up Japanese car Kickstarter fund.
What? Impossible.
Oh, do pray tell.
Tell, about
tell
the
us what that was.
Oh, yes. I didn't even put that. Right now, for $900 American.
$990.
What?
I thought it was $990.
No, it's $900 American.
You better.
You could buy a perfectly not yet illegal flamethrower. It throws fire 25 feet. No compression, nothing crazy to deal with. It is a user-friendly flamethrower.
It's the same one your grandpa used against the Japanese.
Wasn't that
I
the compression?
Approve.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's nothing like the one that used against Japanese. It's a handheld thing, and like legitimately, it throws fire 25 feet.
It's got a backpack.
So,
wait,
so if the Americans,
no
hold on, so if the Americans used flamethrowers to fight the Japanese, what would it sound like if the Russians use a flamethrower to fight the Nazis?
I get ignition, I get gas, I point in direction.
Can we
you
vote the director off the show?
Sadness.
I have idea.
Is that a thing?
You you will say the things and
the
I will be flamethrower noise, yes?
You hold flamethrower, I make obnoxious female. Are you lowering my voice?
No, I was actually trying to give you reverb, but it didn't work.
Oh.
I hate all of you.
I say obnoxious things. That's how my dogs talk.
YouTube.
When my dogs look at me, I sit there and think, throw bull. I go chase.
Like, you know what your dog is doing when she looks at you? I've seen the look in her eyes.
Have you seen that look?
It's kill me.
She's like,
it's please drop me off at the pound. Let me be free. You have this bird, and I think you still have a newt.
You have a bird, and you have newt.
Okay, so we talked about your pets. My pets, I have Lily.
Which is the dog.
I have
the
dog
constantly looks at you like, God damn it, if I had thumbs, I would shoot you. Every time.
She just has these super,
I have
dogs like,
named Lily.
She's like my beady-eyed little bitch. Like, she has these, like, super beady, like,
she
depressed,
has beady
angry,
eyes like bitch.
You're talking about your dog still, right?
Yeah,
every time I see
eyeballs.
Her in the thing. And you talk about her being on your stream over your shoulder when you're on webcam.
Your brother
and
Bilo.
Every time you say that, the dog just kind of slowly
Bilo.
Moves
she's
out
like,
of the
she
scene.
She goes like this, and then she, like, scoots. She just, like, moves
She's like,
away.
I'm so sick of your shit, you
and,
basic
and,
white girl.
And you know what I you know what I say in my head? You basic white girl piece of shit. I get up, I move, I grab bull, I take in
You know what she's doing right now? She's
I
rubbing her asshole
food.
On your pillow.
That's fine.
It's not a cat.
I haven't gotten
What else do you
yet.
Have aside from this
depressed
dog?
So I have Trespasser, my newt. I have the blackfish who is intended to be eaten by Trespasser, but that's never happened. Now they're homies. So, that, and then I have Hearthstone, my beta fish.
You named
and
it Hearthstone?
Have, yeah.
Whoa.
It's Hearthstone. And then I have Echo, a blue and gold macaw.
Isn't she deaf?
Yes. And then there is...
Nothing better than a deaf fucking bird.
Strider, a blind, sad little shit who barks at everything.
Is it Chihuahua?
No, he's a Jack Russell. And then Jolie, who's another Jack Russell, but she's
like Angelina?
Fat and has seizures.
you live in a house with the worst animals ever.
I really do.
Like, you don't run a rescue, but it sounds like you're running a rescue.
I'm cool. I love rescuing. I totally pro-rescue, but
do you have a
Jolie,
deaf leopard?
Jolie is fat and round, and she's like, I
no
like...
No response, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Are, do all
Jesus
of,
asked if you had a deaf leopard.
I did not have a deaf leopard. I like deaf leopard, but I do not.
Do all of your animals speak Russian?
Yes. No, just the dogs.
Okay.
The bird is
the
like...
The bird's deaf. She speaks sign language.
No, I picture her as a sassy black woman. Like,
apparently you have
girl,
cats as well.
No, you did not just do that. Like, jeez. She does that.
Wow.
You better give me a nut, motherfucker.
An inside source tells
so
me you have cats
the,
that you apparently neglected.
Trying for the podcast here.
Did your bird go...
Best female performance on the podcast.
No, she does like big wings and... No. She does say shut up, which is
how funny. Did she learn to say did she go deaf or was she born deaf?
I don't know. So
but she
before,
learned to say shut up.
Well, that time we fired a firework off right near her
no,
ear.
We don't think she's 100% deaf. We
okay.
think that she does have some hearing ability, but it's not. She's very quiet. She rarely
okay.
ever makes noise. But when she does, it's when other people are excited, like the vacuum goes or other people are getting loud. Then she like will like join in. She's old, so she
okay.
understands like. So, for example, the dogs start barking like crazy, and we're like, too much. We're like, shut up, but now we don't have to do it because the parrot does it. So.
Nice. All right. YouTube's game streaming service is now live.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we have two cats, but we don't really
They're not humans. They're not pets. They're just not pets.
They're just their roommates.
They're feral pieces of shit.
Yeah, I actually had a chance to play around with the new YouTube thingy today.
How is it?
I looked at it a little bit.
I don't care for its interface.
Yeah, it's not that
good. It's kind of weird. Yeah. I mean, in all fairness, I only saw like the Heroes of the Storm channels one, but it's just kind of. It looks like an unrefined Twitch in a way, like smashed together with YouTube.
Okay, so it's like a living abortion. Got it. Cool. Yeah.
It's a dumpster fire.
Kind of.
Yeah. Moving on to movies, because those are things.
That's the thing with the talking pictures and the people.
No, that's the TV.
I love you, Jen A.
That's a movie about a horrible person.
No, it's about a retard that falls in love with a horrible person.
No, it's a movie about a horrible person from the retard perspective.
No, because she doesn't pronounce... It's about all the, like, things a retard can do.
I'm sorry. I think
while being
retarded. Pronounce it politically correct. It's retard.
Sorry.
Anywho.
The retard.
Talking about movies about retards, Force Awakens is going to take over IMAX screens for 4 weeks.
So that was a bad segue.
I agree with it. Every North American IMAX screen and most foreign screens will be used solely to show Episode 7.
Is this really
That's
news,
impressive.
Though? I figured this was a thing that was like going
to
happen.
To completely blanket every single IMAX screen in the
totally.
Country.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You really thought that was default?
Yeah, absolutely.
The fanboy runs deep.
No, I think this movie is going to make more money than Avatar. I honestly do.
I believe Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles should have made more money than Avatar.
Yeah, well...
They're both shit in my
eyes. I mean, not talking the merit of Avatar here, we'll just talk about the actual numbers it made. I really think Star Wars is going to make that kind of money.
Probably. So, question on whether or not it'll be good.
Yeah. I think it'll be good.
Blade may be getting a reboot.
That is a huge... That is a, I'm sorry. I'm just going to back to the Star Wars thing. I think that's a huge, huge burden, but that's like there's so much weight on making that choice and making Star Wars that you have to make it good or you don't make it at all.
About 20 years ago, people were having the same conversation.
It's been my argument from the beginning.
I liked Episode 1.
Yep,
shut up.
Yep.
I liked
Episode 1. How does it feel, Mike? How does it feel?
No matter what the merits of your argument is. You mean you liked it at first?
She is on your
side.
I still like it. I will watch all the Star Wars movies. I enjoy all the Star Wars movies. But, again, I like Star Trek more.
She also likes fucking garbage movies.
I think it's...
Name a garbage movie I want. Maleficent doesn't count.
Maleficent?
Think that there's...
That movie was fucking
you
garbage.
You like the Ninja Turtles.
I don't... I've never seen Ninja Turtles. Why do you guys say I like the Ninja Turtles?
Because you would probably like that movie.
Honestly,
never
I never understood the reason to compare Star Trek to Star Wars. They're two completely
different universes.
So I don't know why
they both got star in the name. Duh.
Yeah, and they take place in space, like billions of other fucking things.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's just like 007 and Die Hard are in the same category, too.
Or Spy Hard.
That's like
Spy Hard.
Okay.
Ooh. Is that the porno?
Is there
Spy
Hardier?
No, Spy Hard was a Leslie Nielsen movie. It was a spoof on...
The most Spy Hardiest.
Was it Bond? Was it kind of a spoof on Bond?
It's like all the
all
spy
of them, probably.
Movies.
Yeah, it was kind of like a... It was just like a spy movie spoof.
On Pulp Fiction in that movie.
Yeah,
it didn't make sense.
That movie's really bad.
I never saw it.
I know you love it.
It was like the Special Olympics of the spy genre.
Totally was.
Can we
Man, we
watch
are
this
fucking being horrendous.
Yeah.
Film abortions.
Watch
Spy Hard?
I don't know.
No, you're being horrendous. I'm toning it down.
Cinema Abortions has very specific requirements for being a cinema abortion.
Like Sharktopus?
Yeah, I enjoyed Sharktopus. We watched that.
No, we didn't finish it. We watched Sharktopus. We didn't finish Sharknado because that was so painful. Yeah, that was
we were just
bad.
Trying to watch that because we wanted to see what all the fuss was about. 15 minutes in, we turned
good.
It off. Sharktopus was rad.
I did see a movie that I can't decide whether I like it or hate it, to be honest. It was the new... I just saw it, so I'm totally, like, behind on the Godzilla Brigade. But the new Godzilla, I liked it, but I also hated it.
Ooh, I thought the monster scenes were way cool.
Yeah, that's what I... Like, the monster scenes were super cool.
I kind
of just everything before it that was
kind
of like... Kind
of was a plot, but I feel like every scene was, like, slow-mo, like...
I don't know. I mean, that movie holds a dear place in my heart because it was, like, my first introduction to...
This is the frame of the camera, by the way.
What's
that? Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's hotter, younger sister.
Yep. Was there a Mothra?
No, not like Mothra. He's going to be the next one.
Elizabeth
Olsen, that's who it is. My introduction to Elizabeth Olsen. That's
who
why I like
that?
The movie. She was the wife of the main character, dude.
She was the girl.
She was Scarlet Witch.
She's the one who looks like an Olsen twin minus all the meth.
Scarlet the witch. I fucking knew I knew her.
Yep.
Remember, Frank? Remember I said that shit? I know that chick from somewhere.
Yep.
I got it.
Scarlet Witch.
You know what I think they should do in the next movie? They should have it like old style
They tried that
Godzilla.
Once.
No, I'm just saying with Mothra, the only thing that I want is have the natives like bowing on their knees and then the volcano erupts and the moth comes out. That would be awesome.
The feet bug
Mothra.
Godzilla's feet bugged me in that movie. He just like how did
you
really
feel
cool
about
claws,
Godzilla 2000?
And then there was like elephant feet. They're just like giant
Godzilla?
Camel toes.
She loved it.
How did you enjoy Godzilla 2000?
She loved it.
You mean Zilla, right?
It was all
right.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
Canonically.
It was fun. I wouldn't say I loved it or hated it. Last
I enjoyed
it
when I was like seven.
I feel like that's when I liked out. It. I haven't seen it since.
That's why I felt
you were seven
it
when it came out. I was in high school when that came out.
Did it come out? I feel like it was a middle school.
Maybe I was a little. No, I
it was. It was his
younger.
Freshman year.
Here
was
my Geek
freshman
year of
school. So you were 4 years old.
So
fifth grade.
So if we date our podcast, we apologize.
You're old as fuck.
Am I the oldest
this
one?
Podcast. The fact older, that we do no. the weekly geek news makes this a not evergreen podcast.
I'm 28. I'll be
just
29
saying.
This year.
All right.
Who's
back
the
to the news.
When
Mike is
year?
The oldest at 31.
Huh? When this year?
November.
October.
I'm
so
the youngest
the
on this podcast
nope.
at 28.
This guy's the oldest.
How, wait, this year mm-hmm. you're, wow.
31.
This year I turned 31.
Yeah, you're old as fuck.
Man. You're all old as fuck. Anyway,
the difference
back
is,
to the
though,
news.
I'm a dude, so that doesn't fall so quickly.
Are you saying I'm going to get old quick? I just got carded for buying lottery tickets, motherfucker.
I got carded for buying alcohol.
Yeah, but lottery tickets.
They're like, she looks like an illegal Russian.
I think it's because I have purple hair.
No, but see, the difference is...
And I wear glitter, because glitter is my favorite color.
Yeah.
Gay.
Glitter's the color.
Anyway. Back to the Blade reboot. Back to the Blade reboot.
She's my spirit animal.
You like comic books, right?
Along with drag queens.
Wesley Snipes?
Yes. Let's do it.
No. Well, potentially.
Oh.
It's a rumored that it's getting a reboot. Wesley Snipes has said there's interest, I guess, but it's not going to follow the character of Blade. It will be following his daughter, which is there's a new comic series that just
Ooh.
Came out that follows Blade's daughter. So
played
Wesley
by Jaden
Snipes,
Smith.
No,
damn,
you're an idiot.
Oh, what's that other chick that's in all the movies that's black? Vanessa Hudson.
Hudgens.
I don't know.
But yeah, Blade may be going to be getting a reboot. Suicide Squad.
Before you get to that real quick, though, I want to say, though, by making it about Blade's daughter, that's like saying we're making a new Spider-Man movie and it's starring Spider-Gwen.
Yes, I love it.
That's why I'm not a big fan of the whole... I mean, like, yeah, they're making a comic on it, but, yeah, it's got
That's how
Blade.
We know it's a bad idea, because
they're
going like,
to reboot
yes.
Blade, it's got to have Blade. Or else it's a sequel.
Wesley Snipes is getting old.
Yeah, so?
And prison was not kind to him.
Well, that's right. He went to prison. Yeah, what did he go to prison for? Was it rape?
Tax evasion. You fucking racist.
What? Some famous black person. Oh, it was Bill Cosby. Never mind.
Racist.
Will
racist,
Bill Cosby ever be
racist.
Funny again?
Anyway.
I think he'd be funny if you were to put him as an optional character.
I think
in
he's
Mortal
hilarious
Kombat.
In all the rape memes I've been seeing. I'm just saying. That's hilarious.
No, I seriously think Mortal. I think he should be a freaking character, a downloadable character in Mortal Kombat.
That would be awesome.
So he can scream, get over
you
here?
Just find him
no,
in the
no.
Crypt.
So when he kills
Stop
Sonya.
Screaming into the microphone. Jesus.
So when he kills Sonya, says finisher, he just like grabs a martini, pours a bunch of roofies in
I saw that as a meme.
So culturally, what do you think will be funny first, though? Bill Cosby or Trayvon Martin?
Bill Cosby.
Okay.
They're both funny.
I'm just saying, as a whole, not to what you think now. Anyways, go ahead.
We done? Squad. We finally good? Suicide Squad
because
completes principal photography. Will you shut up?
I'm so excited to make my white girl Bill Cosby impression. That's a whole subreddit. That exists.
She can't even.
I'm gonna get the jello. I can't even do it.
The jello pudding.
I'm the pudding.
We're going back to a three-man show.
God damn yeah. it. All
right.
It's okay. Matt and I will start our rush.
Other movies that people were not sure if they should actually exist. Vin Diesel 3 to
now
begin. Triple X. It might as well be called Vin Diesel. It's Vin Diesel the movie, number 3, Triple X edition.
I think you skipped over the Suicide Squad. Because
no, I said that. Nobody cared.
No one cared. Go back.
No, you didn't.
Rewind.
Nope.
You don't know what?
Vin Diesel's Triple X 3 begins filming in December. Suicide Squad has completed principal photography.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I forgot that they made a Triple X 2.
No, you didn't forget it. It just didn't matter.
Wasn't
it didn't
one.
Have Vin Diesel.
So if you did a Triple X 3, wouldn't they? Would they just call it Triple X?
Mother
no,
Russia.
No, it's going to be Triple X.
Quadruple X?
Nine X's.
Hectuple X?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I like to imagine that the script of that movie was written by
XXXIII. I like
See,
it.
It says XXX. It says Vin Diesel the movie.
Yeah.
Shut up, Mayweather. Go back to boxing.
The biggest thing about this, I guess, is because Vin Diesel is returning. If you remember, Triple X 2 had Ice Cube?
Sounds right.
I think it was Ice Cube in it.
I wish they would make mods for movies where you can replace Vin Diesel with Groot in all the XXX movies. That would be the best. Like, just take out all his dialogue, replace him with Groot, and then play fucking XXX. That would be amazing.
Are you drunk?
I'm not. I'm just super in a good mood. No, I'll tell you why. I went to a chiropractor and my back no longer hurts.
She can't even.
I have been super grouchy for, like, a year and a half because I totally hurt
my back.
So the
entire time we've known you, you've seemed normal, and
yes.
Now this is
and
you
this
normal?
Is me truly.
Fuck.
Ask, is my mom in the chat? Ask her.
No,
she genuinely feels you for
she said. Right,
I genuinely feel like I can
she was
move.
Actually here. She said right before she left, now that she got her back cracked, I don't like her anymore. Tell her not to come home.
I believe it. Frank probably feels the same way, too.
Frank just said pudding.
Also, don't come home.
That's a Bill Cosby reference.
No, ask him. Since I've been going to the chiropractor, I feel like my personality is coming back. It feels good. I should
Captain America, Civil War, also Rat principal photography.
Woo.
Right. It'll come out in like 8 years because that's how these movies
comes
get.
Out next year.
That's right. He had the same reaction.
May 3rd, 2016. I think that's the date.
I'll believe it when I see it. Yeah. Here's one that we should all be concerned about. Nintendo movies could become a thing.
Yeah.
According to Miyamoto, he said that they were hesitant to do it in the past. He didn't directly say because of the Super Mario Brothers movie, but we can all
I know you're going to have to recast Bob Hoskins, but can we please get a true sequel to Super Mario Brothers? Please.
God, I hope not.
Just exact same movie.
Yeah.
Even though
Bob Hoskins is dead and he's still alive. But who was the dude who played Koopa in that movie? He's dead now. Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper's dead too.
I blacked most of that movie out of my memory.
Which sucks because Dennis Hopper played like the greatest villain ever in the movie Speed.
The bus?
Yeah.
He played the bus?
Yep. He wouldn't play the bus. He played the guy who put the bomb on the bus. Anyways, go ahead.
The bus guy?
My brain can't reach that far back in my memory.
On positive news, in my eyes, the company denies a live-action Zelda show. They said that those are rumors and that it's not true.
Yeah,
so
whatever.
Thank God for that.
I completely forgot about that, to be honest.
I don't know how they could.
You don't think? How? Wait, why is that?
How do they make a movie about a silent protagonist who all he ever says is, nyah, whoop,
ocarina, 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 ocarina.
I make the same noises while pooping.
Fighting the same.
Why don't I have my own show?
They just need
to change time. Ocarina, ocarina.
Is that the little fairy thing?
Hey, look it. Hey, listen. Hey, listen.
Hey.
Oh, no, that's
hey,
right.
Listen.
I'm thinking
hey,
of...
listen. Listen.
You're
hey.
Thinking of the South Park heroin dragon.
Listen.
From
listen.
Heroin Hero.
Hey. Hey.
So,
listen. That's right.
If it wasn't bad enough when we actually played the game twice now, or three times, because I played it on 3DS, GameCube, and 64.
That's
now
like
I
me
have
playing
Mike
Final Fantasy VII.
I heard the Navi type thing in Skyward Sword.
Oh, please.
Was like,
don't
she
even
would
get
tell
on
you
that fucking
obvious
level.
Stuff. Like the only one they had where it's like, hey, boots go on feet.
Zelda was actually like, good in comparison to Final Fantasy VII. Shut up. Both games were good. Both
yes,
games are good.
But both game, one game made a series or is part of a series that pretty much every game has been good. And the Final Fantasy series, there's like two that everybody talks
Shut
about.
Shut up, you dumbass.
Pretty much every I think that there's a strong argument that Zelda's been on a decline.
Whose argument is this?
Most people's.
I need references.
You look
man.
The amount of people like all right, let's I seriously, I'm just gonna speak for the internet here. You wanna like look at like Ocarina of Time as like the pinnacle of Zelda games? Twilight Princess, Skyward Sword, they've been on a slow decline.
Okay, now I'm bored. I'm going to...
Just
so. Oh, so
that's
I'm
all we
actually,
had to do.
I'm
no,
actually,
you can't get drunk. You have to cut my hair.
I'm actually making a challenge for myself. Out of all the 14 main Final Fantasy titles right now, minus the two MMOs, that's 12. I think I'm going to set a goal for myself that I'm going to start with Final Fantasy 1 and beat 1 every single month.
In its original form?
I could do that.
Do it in its original form.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
That's going to be... I've done it before.
Do
it's
it.
Fucking
Good luck
awful.
With that.
All right, so
I've
the top movies
of
last weekend. Who wants to take a stab at it? Darren, you can't.
Aw.
Top what?
Top three movies from last weekend.
I forgot what came out last week.
Three movies last week.
The top. Just go for the top three.
Fantastic.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
I'm going to say. I'm going to say.
Hitman.
Man from Uncle.
Yeah, that. Okay, so we know.
So the top three from last week.
Wait, don't tell me. Is there a kid movie that came out?
No.
Okay.
Are they action movies?
One is.
Mission Impossible.
Man from Uncle?
No.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah. So number three was Sinister 2.
Oh, yeah, that scary movie came out.
Which is kind of surprising, to be honest, because I didn't think scary movies hit well.
No, because they don't get so many of them anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Mission Impossible 2, Rogue Nation is number two.
Okay.
And number one.
Not Fantastic Four.
No, not, nobody likes Fantastic Four.
No, I just looked at movie reviews, and there was like one that was way up. Okay,
I'm going to go with Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas 2.
No.
Straight out of Compton.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Sure it was.
No, it really straight was, because a lot of people I've been talking to have been seeing it. That's why.
I haven't seen the first Sinister movie, but I
heard it wasn't
movie,
that
I
good.
To.
I heard it was okay. It was fun and okay. That's what I heard.
Uncle was way down the list, apparently.
Do we have more movie news?
No, that's the end of the movie news.
Okay, so real quick then. The trailer just came out for Ash versus the Evil Dead.
I didn't watch it.
It's got Bruce Campbell as an old Ash.
Right on.
I knew that.
It looks like Army of Darkness, the show.
He's doing a Kickstarter for Last Fan Standing Season 2.
Hmm. Yeah, anyways, this show looks like Army of Darkness, the show. I'm really interested in it now.
Like the old style with the like the fists like, coming down from everywhere.
Yeah, like
the,
like just
goofy
weird,
comedy.
Great, like chick gets fucking pair of scissors through her hand, and like Bruce Campbell making Mexican jokes, like just absolutely Army of Darkness.
So is this Alabama Man the show?
No, it's
starring
it's fucking Ash. It's like. Yeah, it's like, what happens if, like, the Deadites fucking start showing up everywhere and, you know, Stop Smart or Shop Smart, Shop S-Smart dude is, like, the only one there to stop it.
Yeah, so basically Alabama Man.
Yeah, whatever, fine, sure.
Jesus says Bruce Campbell isn't playing a young Ash.
I didn't say a young Ash, an old
no,
Ash.
No, that was the question.
Oh. Is he playing a young Ash? No, he's playing old Ash.
He never answered. Gotcha. Old Ash, okay.
Yeah,
Bruce Campbell isn't playing a young Ash was the question.
No.
It was oh, probably being sarcastic.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. Bruce Campbell, back as Ash. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so that's the end of that I have written down for movies. Anything else you guys saw in movies?
Any questions out there about movies?
No one's all talking. Young mm-hmm. Ash,
you
old
the
Ash,
hand?
Good
the
Ash.
The chainsaw hand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ash. Right on.
Yep, totally does.
The elbow
It
Ash?
Picks up where Army of Darkness left off 20 years later.
Did you imagine they had a black one, guy named Ashy Ash?
Ashy McAsher.
I'm trying to think of it. Oh, yeah, I saw a Star Trek fan movie. Dan saw part of that, too.
It yeah, bad. Woke
was
me up from
good?
A nap.
Yeah, it wasn't good, no.
It
you know, it was a good fan movie.
The story wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But everything
atrocious.
Else about it was pretty bad.
Yeah,
the acting was. Pretty, it was a fan film. I mean,
yeah,
the acting
wasn't
good.
Atrocious. But their budget wasn't bad, and they got like three people back to play the same characters from Star Trek,
who all managed to act horrendously at characters that they should have not been bad at acting.
And one guy who like play who was a main character in one of the Star Trek shows, but wasn't playing his character. He was playing a completely different character.
I'm yeah. sorry, but Tuvok is Space Obama.
Yeah, totally. Is.
All right.
I love Tuvok.
We have a
my thoughts to your
isn't
thoughts.
He though? He's like, let me be clear.
My mind.
We have
like,
a we have a question from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, yeah. What is your number one movie of 2015?
Of 2015.
That would be this year.
Oh shit! What did I haven't
I
really seen
is.
That many movies. I've been
is it gonna
so
be a movie that
work.
Involves Chris Pratt.
Oh yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Was last year.
No,
last year.
That was last year.
I know.
I'm not talking about that movie.
Jurassic.
That one.
Yeah, it was. How'd you know? You know,
Fury Road.
Fucking abortion.
That's not a movie. That's a YouTube video. But
that's Kung
fan...
Fuhrer, dumbass.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fury Road, Mad Max.
You said
Got
Fury
it.
Road.
I just thought Kung Fuhrer.
Good
sorry.
God.
Dear God.
That's not a movie that was on YouTube.
I think
oh,
your chiropractor made you retarded.
Thanks.
Show me on your head where he snapped. Did he like put the little snappy gun here and just
she's
fire
a lady.
Off?
She's
did she
so
put a snappy
charming,
gun up to
tiny.
Your head?
She's a big Russian lady that gave you
no,
massage.
Actually, she reminds me of the friend I was talking about who I've known for like many, many years. Like she looks like a scrawny hippie.
Flicker, if you long listen long enough, it basically is translated.
She's making
derp.
You bend your arm like this because it completes the feng shui.
No, I do this,
room.
And then she sets her arms down, and she sits behind me.
Yeah, I'm just going to entitle this episode The Racist Episode.
No! But anyway, back to...
The Fuhrer Road.
Jurassic World, yes. And also,
Steph
back to my
feels better,
fan,
the racism gets real.
Back to my fan movie. The good, really, really good fan movies, well, like webisodes, was the Mortal Kombat ones. Did you ever see those?
No, no. But I heard good things.
They're so good.
Yep. Mm. The herds away were goods.
Yeah, my number one movie this year has been Fury Road.
Yep.
I could say that
easily.
Unquestioned because of the fact I've seen it five times in
easily.
Theaters.
I think a number
I saw,
two would be Ant-Man.
I saw Jurassic, yeah,
Ant-Man
Fury,
would be up there.
Fury,
yeah.
Fury, or Kung Fuhrer was my second.
Yep.
That was a movie. I don't care what anybody says.
Kung Fuhrer.
Kung Fuhrer?
Kung Fuhrer.
Silly.
No, that was the bad guy.
No, I like Ant-Man. Yeah. Ant-Man, what I would say was
hello,
Mad Max, Fury Road,
station.
Number one movie in our hearts.
Jurassic
fuck
World
you.
1 and Max Fury.
Cancel crazy. Award season. Winners already happened.
Mad Max.
Yep.
No movie. I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the Madden movie to come out.
Yeah, I want to see the Madden movie.
That movie looks amazing.
Apparently the BMS movie comes out very soon.
What? Yeah,
like
it does.
Football
Madden?
Yeah.
Yes. They made some crappy commercial based off of...
That wasn't crappy. That was fucking amazing.
It still
yeah, it was.
That was cinematic gold.
You liked Kung Fury?
I feel like my...
Did you like Kung Fury?
Yes.
Then you'll like this commercial.
Okay.
In science
I was
news.
Say, it kind of felt like like a lot of sarcasm behind that.
No, I'm serious. Okay. Completely serious.
In science news, Stephen Hawking says black holes may not be as inescapable as we thought. Then he started explaining it, and I basically wrote down something complicated.
Stephen Hawking
stuff.
Needs to stop.
Hashtag black holes matter.
Stephen Hawking needs to stop being this fucking cosmic like buzzkill that he's been the last couple of years. Because all his talks like, yeah, all these things that we thought that might be cool turns out not as cool as you think they might be.
I disagree. Everything what I could glean from his description.
As cool as... That's my Stephen Hawking voice.
All of your impressions sound the same, and they're awful.
That is not even the same as my Russian accent.
Black holes are not the same.
You guys all suck. No, but the way you describe
it, Dan.
I don't do accents because I'm terrible at them.
I know.
From what he had described, apparently, as things get closer to the center of the black hole, there's like this dome thing around it. And he says that he believes that when physical objects go into the center of the black hole, they become two-dimensional on this dome and the data can still escape. Like I said, something complicated science stuff.
I can't even think past that.
Have you ever tried just thinking, like actually thinking about what a two-dimensional object would be to actually see it? It's confusing, right?
It couldn't function because...
Yeah.
It could in a two-dimensional plane. Just
when I think of this, I think of either 3D modeling or I think of Paint Pro. Like that's
so
the
you
only
know
two
if like so basically if
of.
There was a if there were four dimensional creatures, they would think the exact same thing about us.
What is that?
Like,
Blender? I think Blender versus Paint, Windows Paint. That's
no,
what
it's
it
is. Mike's right. Like the way it's been described is to us, it doesn't make sense to see a two dimensional object.
Yeah.
But and we could perceive two dimensions, but two dimensions could not perceive us. Like, if there were two-dimensional creatures, they could not register us because we exist outside of a dimension they can register.
This makes sense to me, and I'll tell you why. So, Frank got his 4K 3D television, right? So
that's not 4D and 3D.
It's 4K.
Okay.
3D television.
Okay.
So, I had the glasses on, and I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm like, well, that's cool. I can see in 3D. But when I took off the glasses, I have really bad farsighted. I'm only nearsighted. I can't see farsighted. But when the new 3D TV's up, like, things really far away get blurry, but as things get closer, they're more sharp, but they still look on a two-dimensional plane. Like, that's how I normally look. So I would assume if I was a two-dimensional being, I would see things similar in that respect, where things would be, like, blurry in the background, but still look parallel to things that are more clear.
There'd be
no
depth.
Yeah, there's
no
depth.
There's no
depth. It would just be, like... There.
So when you're talking about a fourth dimension, we couldn't see anything that exists in the fourth dimension, assuming that the fourth dimension is, according to the video that I had it explained to me by, which was third dimension is connecting two points, like bending a line to connect two points. The fourth dimension would be all of the third dimension in a single point and as a one-dimensional creature, basically, is how it was explained. So we couldn't perceive anything beyond. And then
yeah,
it goes up through all
sense.
Of
yeah,
them.
I'd have to find it, but... Neil deGrasse Tyson does a really good job of explaining, like, up to the ninth dimension.
Yeah, and then the tenth dimension is where the theoretical strings for the string theory would exist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it gets really confusing, but we got really bored, so we watched it and drank a whole bunch of beers and tried to figure it out. And newsflash,
every time you get
dumb.
Lost, you drink. That's a good game. That's a good
See,
game.
I understood it up till the end. It's just trying to explain it to somebody else 2 years later.
We're just all atoms, man.
You could see things in the fourth dimension passing through our third dimension. Oh, yeah, that's true. So if something entered it, we would see it.
Yeah, that would make
But
sense.
I've never seen a fourth-dimensional creature cut in. So, confirmed, there's only three dimensions.
Ghosts.
Unless you subscribe to the theory that the fourth dimension is time.
Ghosts are fourth-dimensional creatures.
What about Shrek 4D? How the fuck did that work?
That was a lie. That was a bullshit lie.
Where did Shrek find a fourth dimension?
That was a bullshit
why didn't scientists jump all over that shit? I'm going to check again, but I don't think we have any emails because nobody loves us.
No, they're all on the Twitch chat now. So we used
checking to emails, hoping we get some from a
we
female.
We used to get emails when we only did podcasts, but now that we do Twitch.
Oh, apparently because Shrek questions. Is magic. You can.
What?
Yep.
Oh yeah, not that any of you care, but
how is he magic?
I might be watching WWE again soon.
Why?
The Dudley Boys are back.
Great.
I don't know
if I come downstairs and you're
best
laying on the couch and a wife beater
best
drinking
tag team ever.
PBR screaming at the
no,
TV.
No, no, no. That's not what's going to happen if you start watching wrestling. He's
apparently,
come
Sting
down.
Came back too.
No,
he did.
You're going to come downstairs, he's going to have white and black face paint on and be drinking Faygo on the freaking couch.
No.
No.
No, I've never seen a fucking
no,
Juggalo
because he would
watching
not,
wrestling.
He would not exist in
Juggalos
actually,
watch wrestling.
Yeah, a lot of Juggalos love
like
wrestling.
Like all Juggalos
never
watch
seen. I've been to several WWE events.
You don't
no,
understand.
Because they were face
you don't
for
understand.
Them. Stop screaming in your microphone.
The creators of ICP actually created a wrestling federation.
I don't mean shit.
Because they love wrestling so much.
That's
they
fine.
Prefer the backyard style.
White trash.
I mean, I'm going to be a Juggalo. Yeah.
If you become a juggalo, you're not getting a 30-day notice. You'll just come home and find all your shit outside.
3D.
And the door's locked.
When I think of juggalo, I think of that episode of...
Devon, get the tables.
What, is that going to... Are they going to wrestle until their hip breaks?
No, they're actually surprisingly in good shape.
How old are they?
40.
Yeah, probably early 40s. They've been they've been at the WWE for 10 years. Okay. They went to TNA and now they're back. And they've
been so they never stopped wrestling?
No, they never stopped.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was like a, well, we run out of money, bub.
So these guys are a lot of fun to watch because like they're an act, like their entire careers have been being part of this tag team. Like they've never wrestled by themselves. They've always been part of this one single
Would
tag
Would you describe team. Them as bromosexuals?
Yeah, bromosexuals, yeah. Interracial bromosexuals. And
I like to think of them as like the white trash Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, they totally are. Yeah.
As someone who's never watched WWE, are they not actual brothers then?
No.
Oh, okay.
One's black.
One's Devon Dudley and Bubba Ray Dudley.
And then there was the third one, which I don't
Spike
know.
Spike Dudley.
Wait,
he died.
Okay, never
no,
mind.
No,
I'm just going to stop there because someone, it's going to come out super racist. And yep. I'm not racist at all.
You're like, are they real brothers? They're about as real brothers. One's white, one's black.
I've never watched WWE. Bubba and Forrest when I was a child in the 90s,
also,
when WWE was the coolest thing.
Also, Jon Stewart got like body slammed by John Cena the other night.
I was watching... Transformers and
did you know I'm not throwing out there politically, did you know Donald Trump actually body slammed Vince McMahon?
Yeah I remember that,
and then shaved his head.
Yep. Yeah. I remember that. It was good times. That was back when I was watching wrestling. Actually,
now it's just a fucking soap opera.
Yep, it's always been a soap opera.
It's
never
way
changed.
Worse now.
No, it's the same.
There's not a drunk bald guy on top of a ladder smashing beers into his face. It's a fucking soap opera.
Oh, Colin Stone just offended.
You read
Shrek
it wrong.
40.
It wasn't Shrek 4D. It was a new malt beverage, and it was Shrek 40. It's green, and it makes you think you're way stronger than some other guy in the bar.
It's accurate.
So it's any person claiming to be Irish on St. Paddy's Day drinking at a bar or anywhere?
Yeah.
You drink green beer until you're so drunk that you want to beat the crap out of someone else at the bar? And everybody else feels the same way except for like 10 people who are just actual alcoholics who are just like, get out of my bar.
Yeah, probably.
Huh, okay.
Mike's making faces at our viewers.
Mike always makes faces.
Let's all just make the same face.
Speaking
at our
of
viewers,
it's about that time where new viewers show up. Let's see.
Why, did we go in already?
Wait,
nope.
Stop making the face. Now I'm the only one making the face.
You got some shit, right here. That's my face. All right, so I guess I'll fucking bring this fucking awful train to a close. Send us emails so we can read your emails, because as you can see, our email section was horrendously vacant and ended up being talking about WWF. That's your guys' fault. Email us. It will always be WWF in my heart.
It's a World Wildlife Fund.
Is there a difference?
No. What happened was the World Wildlife Fund and the World Wrestling Federation were both using WWF.
Okay.
And finally, what is now the WWF got the rights to it. So
they sued
them
and said, yours is based on wrestling entertainment. Ours is actually based on animal conservation.
Nope, that has nothing to do with anything.
It was who had it first.
World Wildlife Fund had it first.
Yeah, that's what it boiled down to.
It's the only difference.
Hmm. Email us at geeklordradio@gmail.com. We are on social media, facebook.com/geeklordradio. Twitter and eventually Instagram, hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Well, now I got
at
some
Geek Lord
good
Radio.
Content during our podcast.
Yeah, tonight and before.
I can post.
Tell your friends about the show.
Instagram.
That might check, though.
We are on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, and geeklordradio.com. We are keeping that shit alive. I don't care. You can find all of our old episodes at geeklordradio.com. When you, I don't know.
It's already dead. You can't keep it alive.
Zune Marketplace is long gone.
Bringing it back.
We're bringing it back.
You can't fuck a corpse back to life.
The hell you can't.
You can fucking
try. You find all of our old episodes on our website.
Unless you're Matt and the Undead.
That's going to.
Music on the podcast is brought to you by Daniel Tidwell. I think that should just about end this awful, awful night.
Can you imagine?
From all of us here at Geek Lord Radio, this is...
Mike, Deadly Death Drop.
Darren. What's that? I don't know what you're doing.
3D.
Signing off.
Say your name.
Oh, I got distracted by
name.
His gang symbols.
You're making this really hard for me to
Stephanie.
And Dan, wishing you to have a fantastic week. And don't forget to keep it geek.